USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, is telling people in her state to wear a mask.
We are almost to the point where hospital ICUs are overwhelmed. Earlier this week, 87% of ICU beds statewide were occupied. Folks, the numbers just do not lie.
Critics are worried that the Trump administration wants to hide the severity of the coronavirus crisis with the decision to funnel hospital data to a Health and Human Services database instead of the CDC. But Director Robert Redfield says that should streamline reporting. He says we know how to fight it.
If everyone in this nation would just take on a face covering, practice excellent hand hygiene, and be smart about their distancing in crowds, we could bring this outbreak to its knees in 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The growing list of Twitter hack victims now includes Barack Obama, Joe Biden, multi-billionaires Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mike Bloomberg, as well as Kanye West and his wife Kim Kardashian West. All of their Twitter pages have been hacked with messages that say, "I'm doubling all payments made to my Bitcoin address for the next 30 minutes. Twitter said, "We're aware of the security incident impacting accounts on Twitter. We're investigating and taking steps to fix it." The number of prominent accounts impacted makes this one of the biggest security incidents in Twitter's history. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was released from the hospital after being treated for a possible infection. Ginsburg was home and doing well a day after being admitted to a Maryland hospital for inspection. Ginsburg participated in oral arguments from a hospital room while recovering from a benign gallbladder condition in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report says that only 75% of American adults are wearing facial coverings when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This according to a survey released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Facial coverings have become a politically divisive issue as states have started to relax social distancing measures put in place to contain the new coronavirus. The agency first recommended the use of facial coverings or masks on April 3rd, as part of an effort to contain the spread of the virus. Several states, New York among them, have since mandated the use of coverings in public spaces, including supermarkets and pharmacies where social distancing may be difficult. All scientific evidence to date has indicated that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the survey, mask wearing remains the most prevalent in the northeastern part of the United States. Walmart announced that all shoppers must wear a face covering beginning next week. Calling the move a simple step for safety, the company said the requirement will take effect on Monday at all 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Clubs locations in the U.S. In announcing the rule, Walmart Chief Operating Officer Dakona Smith cited existing local government mandates that already order facial coverings at about 65% of Walmart and Sam's Club locations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.